Through old studios while my mother posed beneath warm lamps, turpentine and color, canvas breathing quietly, artists speaking in half whispers like priests of some forgotten tenderness.
Love, love was there, love was there.
Toys flying from Greenwich Village windows into alleyways below. Not because I hated them, no, because childhood overflows sometimes and must scatter itself into the world. My dear Aunt Lily, soft hands and old stories, my little red wheelbarrow waiting beside wet grass. The clearing in the Berkshires where silence became visible. Michigan mushroom hunts through damp forests breathing earth. Bows and arrows, small warrior dreams. Lionel train sets humming through winter evenings. My little teddy bear holding guard beside sleep. Bicycles flying toward freedom. Apple trees twisting toward sky. Lilac bushes perfuming spring air like memory itself. My brothers, my sisters, all our wildness together. Love was there, love. Nature raised me to streams and stones, birds and leaves, mud on the knees, sunlight through branches, the long apprenticeship to wonder, midwives, weavers, keepers of ancient continuities, my grandmother's perfume lingering after embraces, like invisible flowers, twice. Death opened its mouth twice. I was carried back, saved inside wreckage for reasons still unfolding. Love kept me. Love kept me. Folk music drifting through Detroit radio nights. Joan Baez, Buffy St. Marie, Bob Dylan, Pete Seeger, Johnny Cash. Voices carrying conscience through static and distance. Songs teaching the heart that justice and tenderness belong together. Clinics, recorders, wooden breath becoming spirit. Possums wandering moonlit edges. The little one transformed me. Cats curling beside sorrow, dogs teaching loyalty without philosophy. Hamsters and guinea pigs, small fragile lives, trusted briefly into my hands. Hibiscus flowers, lemongrass, lemon balm, lemon verbena. The perfumes of healing, tea steaming quietly through countless mornings. Books opening hidden doors, gardens everywhere, compost turning death into nourishment. Wild mounds of herbs speak in the old green language. Hummingbirds hovering like impossible jewels. Art studios cluttered with becoming. Bathtubs, garden sheds, garages, temporary sanctuaries of creation. I've seen strange lights cross impossible skies. is flaming fire above darkness. Mysteries moving silently through the great unknown, and still love remains the deeper mystery. The women I have loved, the women who love me, all the tenderness, all the ache, all the unfinished songs, cooking beautiful meals for hungry people, becoming an artist, becoming a scientist, discovering they were never separate, becoming a songwriter because some feelings needed rhythm to survive. My teapot, graveyard, silent ceramic witnesses to thousands of conversations with existence itself. Love was there, love was there. My social change work, my longing for justice, my refusal to abandon humanity. Love was there too, not sentimental, no. A fierce love, a wounded love, a stubborn love that keeps planting seeds inside damaged civilizations. These are my memories of love. What I have loved, what has loved me, the endless exchange, the breathing reciprocity between self and world, the will to love, the love to be, the love to will. It's all love, you see. All relation, all becoming, all luminous participation inside the great unfinished heart of the universe. Radiate perpetual love. Radiate perpetual love. Radiate perpetual love. Radiate perpetual love. Radiate perpetual love.